Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
People, welcome to another edition here on this very cold-ass California weather edition of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
Boy, you ain't lying. I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I can't take this cold shit no more, Cody. I don't like this cold.
Man, you know, I don't, at least compared to last year, it's just as cold. It might be colder than last year, honestly.
God, I don't even remember last year. Was it that bad last year?
No, the only thing I'm compared to the last year is because maybe it was gray for like 6 months straight.
Oh, that's right. I do.
At least now it's not as gray. I mean, it's still like overcast shit, but it's some blue days.
Yeah, it's pretty gray today.
Right now, it's blue over here where I'm at, out here in Culver City Palms area. So,
and it was pretty. It was red yesterday.
I didn't see that shit.
I assume a fire must have happened somewhere or whatever.
Okay.
That's where that happened. Right. It was probably like later in the day, like maybe around 2:30 ish, maybe. I assume a fire must have happened because it kind of just instantly happened real quickly. I was just like, it was all over in Orange County and shit, and over here in Long Beach. So I was like, must be a fire that broke out or something, or what the fuck going on with the sky? But no, this was the first time I ever got in my car, and the motherfucker had a snowflake on the dashboard or whatever, and I just looked at that and I said, what the fuck is that symbol for? My fucking car was covered in ice.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Yeah. I ain't never had that before. I was just like, no, you need to warm up, baby. We don't do ice here, okay?
No, the nights get cold out here, man. It gets like the low 40s, which is cold as fuck.
There was one report where it hit in some areas. It was 29.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and I didn't believe that until I woke up the next morning and saw that ice symbol on my fucking car.
God damn. 29. Holy fuck. That's bad.
You goddamn liberals and your climate change. Ain't nothing wrong. That's just natural. That's how it's supposed to be. So it's been cold as shit, Cody. Luckily for me, I got this nice heater on right now. And I don't plan on leaving this motherfucking... well, I got to tell you, when you wake up in the morning, do I work from home today? Or I go in. You like, it's nice and warm in the house. Brush your teeth, wash your face. Wake up. Drink your little ginger shot. Make your little juice, because you can get the ninja juice in there. You make your ginger shot. Dock that back real quick. Ooh. Ready. Let's do this, baby. Let's get this drive on. Whatever. You open up that fucking door. That wind slaps your ass in the face. And say, get your black ass back in that bed. You like, yes, Mother Nature. Yeah. I'm sick of this shit though. I need to get back. Some sunshine lollipops, them rainbows colored lot. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that shit. Where's that at now?
Love me my sunshine, brother, right there with you.
These rolling 20s ain't working. I'm telling you, you gotta get out of these 20s, dog. See, back in our grandparents' day, they had funds in their 20s. Them rolling 20s was deep for them. They were gasping it and everything. Mm-hmm. Ours ain't been nothing but, like, you know, shitty politics, conspiracy theorists.
Plagues. Pandemics.
Nick Cannon reproducing. viruses.
Arguing about dumb shit.
Yeah. Animals you ain't never fucking seen before that got sharp ass teeth and shit, and you just like, what in the fuck is that, or whatever. Like,
speaking of which, man, I don't know, this is a little random tangent. Have you seen this? There's just like this prehistoric looking bird, and this shit's giant as fuck. It looks creepy as shit. I just call it like a shoehorn bill or something like that.
It's a shoehorn bill. They just like right after the summer last year or something.
And
when I
first saw that video, I was like, what the fuck is that?
I thought it was fake until I saw.
I thought it was fake at first too. And then it started making that noise, and I was like, oh, this makes it worse.
I didn't find that as terrifying until I saw it take flight. I was like, ooh.
I was like, dude. And apparently they're like really gentle creatures, but you can tell.
That motherfucker look gentle. That's like saying when you get on the elevator.
Straight from fucking hell, bro.
That's like getting on your apartment elevator and your neighbor saying, oh, I swear the dog don't bite, and that motherfucker. You're like, yeah. That motherfucker don't bite, huh? I hate when owners say that shit. I swear he doesn't bite. Yeah, he don't bite you. I don't know his ass, and he don't know my black ass. He look like he want to. He growling and bark.
He about to know you.
I take a piece of him. He's like, I had no dark meat in a while. Yeah. I watch Discovery Channel a lot, so I need to stop watching that because that white man, I tell you, let me just get on that rant about that white man. He just not satisfied with like dog, cat, birds, and fish. That motherfucker like, nah, I gotta go find something that's out of this world or whatever. And it's like, nah.
You know, I gotta keep it exciting. Nah. I want the same basic shit, shit.
I do.
I mean, I love seeing it on the screen.
I don't even want to see it on screen.
They can hunt all they want. I'm not gonna be the motherfucker hunting for that shit. I can tell you that.
I don't want to see it on screen. These motherfuckers found this cave. I was just like, stay out of that cave. Just stay out. This cave.
Tell you, man.
This cave, you got to squeeze through this motherfucker. And they're smiling the whole time. Just like, we're going to find something.
Oh, hell no.
I'm like,
no.
Nah,
it's like one cave with an interest. It's like, like a claustrophobic ass like tunnel.
Yeah. But like, not only that. So when you get through that part, it's a big ass hole in the ground. You got to go. It's deep. They dropped the flashlight down, motherfucker. It just, or not a flashlight, one of them,
flare or whatever.
Flare, lightning, hole in the dark lightning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That motherfucker just kept dropping and shit. And it was just like, I'm waiting for Maui to say, I'm still falling. You know, and they were just like, oh, this is going to be super cruel, whatever. They get on this rope and they jump down this way. One of them fell, by the way. And he fell in some water where some shit was moving in it. And I was just like, if that ain't enough to get you the fuck up out of that, I don't know what it is. And because, first of all, nothing down there should be alive. And if it is alive, it must be feeding off on something. So either that or whatever animals are down there became cannibalists and just said, fuck it, we're going to eat each other then. When I saw them things moving in the water, I was just like, oh, no, no, no. Oh, no. We don't. Mm-mm. And then there was like a long hallway. I mean, it was like some fucking horror movie, realistically. I was just like, you know what? I was like, I think the game is on right now. Let me just,
switch that on real quick.
Yeah, we don't need to. I don't need to see any new creature they discovered today. No, not today. Because knowing the white man of America, he wants to bring the motherfucker back with him. It's like, no. Nah. Just leave that in whatever fucking country you found. That's why people, I think I've told you this story, I don't go to South America no more. That's like God's, no offense, people, whatever. That's like God's playground for fucking mysterious and unknown. Okay. Like he just like, yeah, I'm going to create some shit that's going to freak you out, but I'm going to drop it right here in South America.
I forgot about the insane number of like unique species that South America holds. It was something upwards. Like, it's some crazy fucking number. It's like hundreds of billions, something like that.
The first time I found that out, I was young. I can't remember. This had to have been like 2002, maybe. I think the only time I've ever traveled out of the country was to London at this point, so the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in high school, and that movie The Rundown came out with The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And that motherfucker started talking about there's something that flies up your pee hole when you take a piss in the stream, which I thought was bullshit. But in the age of the internet growing at that time, I decided to Google this or Yahoo it or Bing it or whatever the fuck was at that point. No, that was a real thing. I was just like, oh, hell. No. So I forgot what it's called, but it's something that, like, when you piss, it's a flowing stream. It shoots up and swims through and shoots up your pee hole, and they have to surgically remove it out by spreading your pee hole out. And Oh, hell no.
Yeah, as beautiful as South America is, man, that is none of my desired destination list.
I went to Brazil. That's the only place I've ever been to in South America. It was the only place I'll ever never go to again, to be honest. I knew somebody that worked for the Chile consulate, and this is when I was engaged at the time. He was like, you and the fiance take a trip to Brazil, use my beach house out there and stuff, right? And he was like, you know, it's not near any other homes and stuff like that. It's like on a private little, you know, little thing or whatever and stuff. And I was just like, I mean, if you invite me, sure, I'd love to go and stuff. And I'm all excited about the trip and everything. And like, this had to have been 2011. Yeah, it was about 2011 maybe. And I had to have been like 22. I was like, man, hell yeah, I wanted to go to Brazil. So it's going to be all badass down there, drinking, beaches and shit like that. As soon as we get there, the phone is ringing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, do I answer his phones or whatever? Shit. Then it hung up, but it rang again or whatever. I was just like, I mean, I text him, I landed. So, I mean, or just got to the place, whatever stuff. So the phone ringing, and he says, hey, I just wanted to give you a heads up, by the way. I haven't been to the house in a while, and like the grasses are probably like really tall and bushy and stuff, and I haven't had anybody like clean up around there and stuff. Just be careful when you're out there, though, because like sometimes the anacondas, they like to come down like a little bit if the grasses are tall enough. And I said, the what?
Hey, you just casually dropped it like as a fucking squirrel or something.
Yeah. I had him on speakerphone too, so his name was Sergio. Hey, Sergio, man, we down here, man. We good, man. We just got a healing. Put you on speakerphone. The wife's over here too, whatever. Hey, thank you, Sergio, for everything. We just got here and stuff like that. And he's just like, great. Glad you guys are safe. Hey, so by the way, I just haven't been there since we told this story, and it just got quiet. He was like, hello? I've never heard of anacondas up until the fucking movie. I didn't. Mm-hmm. Look, we're talking like 2011. Man, I wouldn't. Privy to every fucking animal species or anything like that. I never looked up anacondas. I swear to God, for the whole fucking 3 hours or whatever that we was getting settled in, girlfriend was just constantly looking up fucking anacondas and shit, talking about like, well, look what they eat. I was just like, yo, you freaking me out now. Because like, I'm 5'7". Okay, I'm the size of a goat, Cody. Okay. She's like, yo, they ate a baby once. I was like, I had a fucking, like, not a dream, but like a vision in my head just pop up. I just dazed off for a quick second. I'm chilling on the beach, shirt is off and stuff, got my sunglasses on, chilling, whatever. And for some reason, the sun just went away and I got pissed, took my son, yo, who's blocking my view? And then it's just a fucking swarm of anacondas circling around me, and the motherfucker looking up above me or whatever, and I'm just like, oh, shit. Oh.
this is how it ends.
What they do is they're some fucked up creatures. What they do is they swarm you and then spin around you to the point where it's so high up you can't get out, and then they close it in on you to make it real tight, like you just said earlier, claustrophobic. They make it real claustrophobic for your ass, whatever and shit. And then they look you in the eye, just like the cartoons and all that shit, whatever. They look you in the eye, and then they bite the shit out of you first to paralyze you so you don't move. And then they swallow you whole and possibly might spit you back out without any skin and shit like that or whatever. So,
shit. Okay. I thought they paralyzed you by just like constricting the fuck out of you. Or am I getting that mixed up?
So I think it's, I could be completely wrong, whatever. I think there's different variants of anacondas.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, fuck.
Yeah. I don't.
That's even worse.
here, I'll tell you this, too. This house was not made out of brick, neither. So I was just like, this place don't look safe. This place don't look safe at all. I got to tell you, we didn't sleep that whole night. Wise is wide open and shit. My ass was shaking. She was like, "You scared?" I was just like, "Hell yeah!"
Had all the lights on and shit.
Because think about living on the water too, in them type of areas too. It feels very moist in the air, and also another thing, it's fucking bug heavy too. Holy shit, man! It is really bug heavy. Like you just like so you just kind of uncomfortable for the fucking night. I remember just fucking getting a taxi. It was before Uber and shit like that. And we just moved to the city. We went straight to the fucking city. I told the hotel. I said, "You got what's the highest floor your hotel is on?" I think they told me the 17th floor. I said, "Is there any availability on that floor?" I don't want to be nowhere near the ground. Okay, like I don't want to be nowhere near the ground. I don't want any of this shit. I stayed in that little hut he had for about a fucking night. Well, not even a full night neither. I got the fuck up out of there. I was like, fuck it. I'd rather pay this hotel top dollar right now to get the hell up out of here. I'm nervous. Then I remember when we used to watch Spill back then or whatever, they taught us about the bot fly. And I thought, it's the most disgusting fucking thing. That comes from South America, folks. I just want you to put that out there. Yeah. The fucking bot fly, like, that's disgusting. Like, it's this fucking bug that like burrows into your skin.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched some videos on YouTube. One chick says she could hear it feeding on her brain because they were in her head. And they had to do like surgery on her brain and shit like that. I was just like, yeah. I'm sure somebody's listening to this that lives in South America. Like, it's not always like that or whatever and stuff. It's like, you know what? That's fine and all, but I just don't want to take any chances. So. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
I'm straight. I'll stay over here in the northern side of the Americas.
Yeah. So I just don't fuck with that. I saw like I was watching something on History Channel. This is other bug. It freaked me the fuck out or whatever and shit. How it attacks mosquitoes and then the mosquito planted inside of you and shit like that. I was just like,
no, what the fuck?
I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm just not going back to South America. We just not doing that, you know. So anybody that always say, oh, why don't you ever travel a lot? Why don't you go to South America? That's the reason why. It freaks me the fuck out.
You don't want to die.
Yeah, I would rather deal with like a dictator, like a Putin or something like that, than deal with nature.
I mean, it's kind of fucked up because with Putin, at least you could maybe kind of work it. Maybe.
Yeah, you could do a Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, like kind of befriend him maybe and get up out of there.
Befriend him, yeah. Look like a straight up bitch. Yeah.
You can do that. Mother Nature, you can't do that with.
Well, yeah, you can't really cross back. Yeah, you can't really. Nah. Yeah. It's kind of hard to, you know.
Hey, look, don't fly up.
Fucking snake.
You don't fly up my pee hole, and I swear to God, I feed you something else or whatever and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That snake don't give a fuck about you neither or whatever. I'll be watching videos still on anacondas too. That should be freaking the fuck out.
And the fucked up part about South America too, like that's all of South America. It ain't just like Brazil and shit.
Yeah.
Like, anywhere you go in South America, it's like one big ass rainforest, bro.
It's like that South Park episode where they went to the rainforest and shit. And they were just, and the tour guy was like, that snake is harmless. Hey, it wouldn't do anything. And then that snake jumped up and bit him on the neck. And then that little ass snake ate his ass. And the kids is like, oh shit.
like, I've never been to South America myself. Am I being hyperbolic? Maybe.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck either. Yeah. Yeah. We black. We don't take chances. that ain't our thing. Okay?
If we barely take chances on alcohol, what makes you think we're going to go to fucking.
Last I checked, South America don't produce craft beer and whiskey that well.
I haven't got anything from South America. I haven't heard about the South American craft beer scene. Maybe they do. I have no idea.
No, they don't.
I'm not willing to find out. I can tell you.
Yeah. And if they do, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. They can keep it. So it ain't worth it. Probably got some fucking scorpion or something in it anyway, or whatever shit. They always living life on the danger side over there and shit. Like, no, I'm good. Yeah. I'm good, yeah. speaking of the dangerous side, have you seen the Mighty Mouse himself, his interview he did? Mighty Mouse.
Yes, I did. Yes. Well, I didn't watch the full interview, but I saw the excerpt. You was commenting on it. But I saw you on like post on X.
I did.
But yeah.
I did watch the whole interview.
I just saw that snippet where everybody is like, duh. Of course, Yazabe would have this opinion about this certain person. Yeah, that makes sense.
I love that, like, all the old school hip hoppers feel the same way. Because even, DMX used to I mean, he used to like go on shows and randomly just talk about how, because people would fuck with DMX about it too. They would bring up this other rapper's name and he'd be like, oh God, here we go.
And I love reading the comment section too.
I love the comment section. I love it.
Because there's some people say, man, he's just bad because he never had a top 100 Billboard record hit, whatever, like Drake and blah, 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 this, and that.
I love when you get asked a question and you answer it, you all of a sudden are the hater.
And the thing is, I haven't watched the whole interview, but I remember at any point in that little snippet, at least, him mentioning that Drake, quote unquote, sucked or was ass or anything of that nature. He just said he was pop.
His facial reactions said he sucked.
Granted, yes. But at least he didn't outright say, like, oh, fuck this dude. Like, he ain't shit, blah, 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 blah.
I love
the way the comment section.
I love the part of the interview where the interviewer was like, I like Drake. And he just gave her this look like. He gave her that straight up Ultron look like. Okay. I thought it was fucking hilarious because, look. She asked him, do you think Drake's hip hop? He got quiet.
Drake is pop to me.
Agreed.
Like I was in Target in Houston and I heard a Drake song. It feels like a lot of his music is compatible with chopping.
Interesting. Both saying this in the nicest way possible.
That's, like, yeah. Boy, that's good. Yeah.
Shopping with an edge.
Shopping with an edge.
Fair. I like Drake's music, but I understand exactly what you're saying.
Of course. I mean,
it's commercial, entertaining, fun, good.
Yeah, man, just answer the question. That's all.
I love how when she said I love it, she gave every reason why I don't like hip hop. Like she just, you're a comment. She said, I like Drake's music because it's commercial, it's entertaining, it's good, it's formulaic. I was like, that's everything you don't want about hip hop.
Like, it's by the numbers. It's like the Coors Light of the rap game.
Like, if you heard that, Cody, about a drink that you was about to have before you even knew what it was, would you even want that drink?
No.
Yeah, like if I told you, hey, Cody, dude, you got to try this, dude.
She's not a good salesperson.
No, I gotta tell you. And you can tell the look on her face after expertise. She said that shit when Mos Def gave her that look. Because Mos is old school. He's from that time period where hip hop was not seen as commercial and fucking entertaining or anything like that. Whatever, it was not looked at that way. No, I don't know if people remember this, but hip hop was looked at to be devil's music. So hip hop was meant to be edgy and actually. Making you use your brain and stuff like that to think about things, telling stories, whatever. That woman straight up said, it is, I got it written right here. It's commercial, entertaining, good formulaic music. I'm gonna repeat that. If I told Cody, we was at a bar and some waiter said, I should give you this right here. And Cody said, I never had that before. I know what it is. And I tell Cody, I said, it's very commercialized. It's formulaic. Entertaining, I guess, Wouldn't you look at me and just go like, you know, in a second thought, just give me the El Segundo.
Yeah. It wouldn't give it a second thought, yeah.
Yeah, like, why would you even entertain it, right?
It's because it just sounds so just not fun.
I mean, it really just sounds like you just said. I just subscribed to you Coors, basically.
Just there.
It's paint by the numbers. Same shit over and over. Over and over. That's like, that's just like saying you like a millionaire, Cody, billionaire, whatever, and shit like that. And you was getting a car. And you just got the same formulaic car everybody else got. You know, just nothing special. Matter of fact, perfect example. The Simpsons did this, whatever. You got to build your own car, Cody. You had to build your own car. You got all the people to work on it for you too. The from the Elon Musk or whatever you want, shit. This is gonna be your car, Cody, and you ended up building a Corolla. Not that there's nothing wrong with the Corolla. The Corolla is a very nice, efficient car, or whatever and stuff. It lasts forever and stuff like that. But you put billions of dollars into this, Cody. This was your baby, and you basically just designed me a Corolla. You basically made Proper 12 to Jameson. Why would you want to do that? Like, what? why would I switch from Jameson to this when it's like a lesser version or the same shit basically? Like, well, why would I do that? So her selling is shit. I don't wish for anybody's job, but she might want to look for another career after this interview.
Music.
It's likable.
Likable music, yeah.
Likable.
But is it?
The look on his face says it all.
We're gonna move on.
Even she was like, "We're gonna move on."
Okay, yeah, like, this ain't going nowhere.
I love his comment after this. So many products at Target. Just
so many SKUs. Look at all these SKUs. Oh, so many products.
So much merchandising. So many barcodes.
I love this mall. Look at this place. I mean, look at this place. They have everything. Everything's here. They have everything here. Oh, this is great. This is a new Drake. You hear it? It's great.
He just goes quiet. Okay.
What happens when this thing collapses? What happens when the columns start buckling? Are we not in some early stage of that at this present hour? Are we seeing like the collapse of the empire? Buying and selling. Where's the message that I can use?
There is no message in hip-hop today.
You know, what's in it for your audience apart from like banging the pom-poms?
Like, is Drake?
It's funny he says that. You know, when he says, like, what happens when this collapses, I look at that when I hear words like that and go, like, and you say, like, oh, it's just music you listen to at Target. It sounds like the world has just accepted mediocrity and just banged the pom-poms for it. I mean, yeah, fine. You could shop at the, you know, the Walmarts and the Targets, but like, there's like a real perfect example. You go eat breakfast at Denny's, Cody. I mean, but there's a nice little like pub over there that makes better, like that pub we went to in San Diego that makes better breakfast. I mean, there's bacon broil here in Long Beach. I mean, they do like homemade style eggs and waffles and stuff like that, Cody. I mean, you get that, but you want to go to Denny's too? All right, Cody, we can go to Denny's then. All right, cool. I mean, just saying there's better places. And
yeah, maybe I just feel nostalgic. Who knows?
Oh. Nostalgia. Oh. That's what it is. Okay. See that branding there, and you're just like, oh, yeah, we got to eat there. And like Cody said, I love the comments. It's like 50-50 damn near. Like for every one positive one, you see a negative one. Every positive, you see a negative.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, I love this one. It was like one of the first ones. Name me a memorable song by Mos Def. That motherfucker got 265 comments of Mos Def. Like, for you to say that, that tells me you ain't ever listened to Mos Def, man.
Clearly.
I can name five off the top of my head, which clearly a lot of people did actually too.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it too because every one of those comments got one of the same two songs in there. So that tells me them two songs must be classics alone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I love reading these types of comments and stuff and seeing it. And I love the dudes that are like Dick Ryan and Drake. I mean,
yeah, there's a lot of them out there.
I love this one. Oh, Jesus Christ. Somebody said Drake listening to this right now and put this up.
I saw that.
What is this? Oh, Jesus Christ. You know what's funny is I love this comment. We've lost the critical thinking skills necessary to understand what Mos Def is saying, and it underlines the problem with hip-hop. The man ain't bitter about Drake. He's bitter about the state of the craft. Thank you. That was put beautiful, actually, or whatever, right there. I'm sure he got some comments reply to that. Like, bitch, you a dick rider. The craft is dynamic as it is now. Okay. Somebody said his take was, replying to this dude, his take was corny and it was pure hate. Pac wasn't lyrical at all, but somehow considered a goat. Old head needs to stop hitting. Yeah. I don't even remember him saying anything about lyrics, anything like that or whatever. It just
yeah.
Hmm. Pac wasn't lyrical at all, somehow considered a GOAT. If he was still alive, I don't know if that'd be said today, to be honest, because that man was on a downward spiral with his music. So, because All Eyes on Me, I'll say it again, was dog shit. So
that was not a good album.
No. And I swear to God, in high school, motherfuckers tried to swear to me that it was a great album. I was just like, one of my buddies even gave me the album and said, it's two discs. Listen, you got to get that album. I listened to that and I just said, yo, don't ever give me this shit again. That shit was horrible, dude. Like, I was like, yo.
Yeah.
I was like, it's like the most commercialized shit I ever heard, dude. Like, it was like dog shit. Like, I don't lie. Like, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not a big fan of Pac. I thought Pac had some cool singles. I thought his albums was trash, though. If you listen to the whole albums or whatever, I thought they were dog shit. And I always hate, too. I saw Ice Cube did a little post to Cat Williams thing or whatever and stuff like that. And it was funny because people were talking about the greatest diss tracks alive and stuff like that. The two you always see on there, Nas, Ether, Ice Cube, No Vaseline. And I guess you should say the three is Tupac's Hit 'Em Up. Mm. I don't know how people keep putting that at number one or shit, even in the top three or even the top five. That song is actually horrible. Like, and the fucked up part about it is Pac's verse in it is actually really good. I mean, from a making fun of clowning somebody or whatever, it's actually really funny. That's all Pac does in that song, though, is that one verse. And then he lets these unknown, no-name motherfuckers rap for the whole rest of the album. And it fucking sucks. He's just like, man, who the fuck are these dudes? Like, it's terrible, especially when you listen to like No Vaseline, which is like goddamn near 6 minutes long, and it's just Ice Cube on the whole thing. When you listen to Ether, and it's like 5 minutes long, and it's just Nas the whole way through. And then you listen to Hit 'Em Up, which is like a 3 minute track or whatever, and it's got like a Tupac for the first verse, which is, like I said, it was really good. And then after that, he is nowhere to be found. And then he ends it with just him talking at the end or whatever. And I love people like what's that bitch ass dude's name? Charlamagne the guy. Yeah, I love his comments, whatever. That dude's a bitch, by the way.
God damn.
I never liked it.
That's how you really feel, sir.
Yeah, I never understood why Yoon didn't like his ass or whatever. I never really listened to him that much, but Yoon used to tell me that dude's a fake ass motherfucker. And you know what? Yeah, I couldn't hardly agree with you completely. He said on his fucking show that like Ether is he didn't find that to be not a good diss track or whatever because it promotes hate, violence, and it's an attack on homosexuality or whatever and shit. But then he, in the same breath, says that No Vaseline and Hit 'Em Up are two of the greatest diss tracks of all time. Cody, the song is called No Vaseline.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Cube has a line in there where he says, ripping your asshole apart with No Vaseline. You can't make this shit up, by the way, people. And then he said, Hit 'Em Up. Tupac ends that song with saying, I hope you die, bitch. Die, burn in hell, bitch. He just got done talking about Ether, how it promotes hatred and violence. When Hit 'Em Up ends the song with, I hope you die, bitch. Burn. And I fucked your bitch, by the way. This is Charlamagne the God. I just want to put that out there. So anything he says is automatic. Just go fuck yourself. You know what the fuck you're talking about, whatever shit. I've never heard such a disconnect in one conversation go so far. I was just like, wait, you don't like Ether because it promotes hate, violence, and I forgot how he said it or whatever, against hatred towards homosexuality or something like that. Or whatever. And then he lists Hit 'Em Up and No Vaseline. Is this too? I was just like, am I hearing this right? What? That's how I knew that dude can eat a dick.
The thought process behind that that opinion of his, I'm trying to figure out where he's coming from. Because it just reeks of just double standard.
Yeah.
I mean, through and through. Like, I mean, I don't.
If he had a problem, because I can't remember what Nas said in Ether or whatever, that he might have considered like, hatred towards homosexuals. The song is called No Vaseline. I ain't even shitting on the subject matter of the song. I'm just saying, you can't in the same breath say, I didn't like this song, and then say, oh, but No Vaseline, that's my favorite diss track of all time. Like, what? It's literally about you getting fucked in your ass by, I mean, he even says it in the song. Like, it's like and hit him up. You want to talk about promoting hatred and violence? That's all he promotes in that song. It's like, that's all that song is about. He literally says, die, fat boy, die. I want you dead. There is no part in Ether that says, die, Jay-Z. Die. I'm going to kill you, Jay-Z. There's nothing part of that in Ether. So when he said that, I was just like, clearly this man must have been drunk and he heard a different song. So, yeah, Charlamagne the God, he's a punk bitch. So, but tell us how you really feel, Cody. Come on now. Yeah. Look out for that episode. Me and Yoon, we're going to talk about Charlamagne the God. Yeah.
This episode.
Yeah, that old makeup wearing looking bitch. Yeah, I don't like that motherfucker. Fuck him. Shit, I don't like him at all. His opinions are stupid as shit, too, as well. I've never heard anything. He reminds me of another Steve Harvey, to be honest, whatever. Motherfucker writes
books
and shit like that or whatever. Like yeah, okay. You're supposed to be some, like, expert on mental health and shit now all of a sudden. Like, fuck out of here. He's a Steve Harvey of mental health or whatever, you know? Like, he's like, fuck out of here, dude. Who the fuck listens about that? Like, get out of here. Steve Harvey is the love guru, and Charlamagne the God is the mental guru. So it's like, yeah. I'm going to go to YouTube, Negroes, for this advice. Divorced and had like multiple wives and shit. How you going to be a love guru, Negroes?
Hey, he figured it out. It took him, three times?
I mean, shit, Ice Cube should be a love guru. He's been married to his wife from high school.
He crafted and perfected the perfect recipe.
Oh, okay. Shit. Crafted a recipe. Shit. He should have crafted her out of a lab then, apparently, because he would have stayed with her for a long time. So, yeah.
Trial and error, my friend.
Trial and error. Oh, okay. Yeah. The quote cat wins. Fuck that potato head looking motherfucker. Yeah. So I loved it. I love what Mos Def did there, dude. I thought it was funny as shit. I told you, this dude has range. Range. And it just like showed in that one little.
I gotta say, he did quote unquote dish Drake, but he didn't do it in a way that was like audacious or like just completely shit on the man himself. So this is, like you said, as far as like respectable ways to say fuck you, this is the most respectable way that you could possibly be. You know what I mean?
I didn't see nobody saying that when DMX was saying fuck Drake. Mm-hmm. DMX was regularly saying that. Now you want to talk about like just going hard.
Everybody's afraid of DMX, that's why. of course nobody gonna say DMX. Fuck would do that.
Because DMX ain't Kevin Durant. He don't have burner accounts. He'd have responded to you. Nah. He would have showed up to your house. Hey yo. You got something to say, yo?
Your dog.
My dog's out on you. That motherfucker would have showed up with a black van on your shit. Yeah, you're probably right about that. Most people just pray to DMX, so they probably was like, I ain't gonna
ain't worth it. Yeah. I value my life too much.
I love when DMX flat out just said on TV and everything, Drake's a bitch. I don't like his voice. I think he's whiny. I think his lyrics suck or whatever and shit. Everybody's just like, man, that's just DMX being real, man. Just being real. Mos Def don't even say any of that shit. And he's just like, man, Mos Def a hater. He fake, yo. Like, he's like, Yeah, I love how the Kobe's probably right. He's probably just scared of DMX, maybe. So, rightfully so, then. I want to like do a little side piece, real note, real quick, whatever and stuff. Talk about this cigar right here, Weller Cohiba.
Oh, a Weller branded cigar. Look at that.
Yeah, by Cohiba.
Very cool.
Cohiba, okay. The brand of it. And Cohiba makes really good cigars. Really, they're like the top of the line cigars, whatever and stuff. They're expensive as shit, by the way. And Weller, I got all of them pretty much though. I got like the Pappy Van Winkle one, obviously. I got me one of the Buffalo Trace ones. And now I actually got a Cohiba Weller one. I finally found them at Cork. Cork has them now.
Very
bought
nice.
Two. I already smoked one, and I got to tell you, that shit was strong as fuck. It's really good. So I recommend if you can find your Weller Cohiba out there, people get one. They're pretty pricey. This one ranged about like $40. I've seen some $50 a piece or whatever and shit.
Or honestly, I was expecting more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not honestly for like a quality cigar like that.
especially that for seems, Cohiba, because usually Cohiba's runs for like 36 and up, around that range.
I would say that's probably up, especially if you're like a cigar aficionado. I'm barely getting into cigars, so you're probably more well versed cigars than I am.
Cohibas are the top of the line, is what I know. And I smoked one in the backyard and I had some Weller 12 to pour with it as well too. And I'll tell you, it was a pretty fucking solid ass cigar right there. I had my first Cohiba with Sasha from a former Laker player.
Oh yeah, nice, very nice.
We had a few Cubans and some Cohibas and shit like that, and his brother brought some Cohibas. And I already knew Cohibas was, like, top of the line or whatever, but I was just like, I probably would never buy it myself or whatever and shit. But I had that one with him, and I thought it was really fucking good. I think it was a Cohiba Black, too, at that as well. Really good cigars and stuff. So, yeah, if you get them out there, I recommend getting some. I haven't tried the Buffalo Trace one yet. I'll probably sip on a Buffalo Trace store pick and smoke that one real soon. But, the Buffalo Trace one was cheap. I got that one for, like, I can't remember. There was two different ones. This is $11.99 or $14.99 one. Okay. And then the Pappy ones, there's two different ones too. And these were like $26 and $29. I haven't smoked one of these. I smoked one, but I haven't smoked one of mine that I got so far yet. So, but I haven't tried the Buffalo Trace ones at all. So Cohiba Weller cigars, man, I've been looking for those since they came out a few months ago. And I finally got them at Cork and Bixby Knowles. They had like four left, so I just got two of them.
Okay.
I'm gonna hit Wes up and be like, "Yo, let me get that box though. Let me get that box." Yeah. I think for the whole case, it's like $400 or something like that.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, they, like a whole case of cigars, they usually run for like $250 and up and shit like that. So cigars are pretty fucking expensive, I gotta tell you.
Yeah. Price little items, but hey, you know, to pair them right, they're awesome.
Yeah. They're real good. So. Well, people, it's mix and match week here on The Last Drop, and we're doing cocktails in a can month here. And I got a little cocktail in a can here that I got from Laguna. Cody, what you sipping on over there?
So to further branch off a previous week episode, I'm sticking with the Tip Top brand, and this is their Negroni right here. So as you know, Negroni is the classic three-ingredient cocktail. Got your gin, got your sweet vermouth, and you got your Campari. Fun little fact, the Negroni actually originated as the Americano back in the day. Americano had soda water opposed to gin. And then I forgot the exact story, but somebody said, like, man, fuck that soda water shit. Pour some gin in this motherfucker. And then that's how the Negroni.
That's what they said. That's how I went to. That long can't work, bitch. Shit, it was long. So, I think the guy said, "I'm out of soda water." He's like, well, "Fucking put gin in that bitch, then." Let's go.
Shit, what you waiting for, motherfucker?
Yeah,
I'm thirsty.
Exactly. Shit, don't stop me. Don't stop. Keep pouring.
I recently got to Negronis last year. They are one of my favorite drinks, particularly the white Negroni. And the only difference with that, instead of the party in the room, if you switch it out for some sous. And then that's how you get a bit that color. But we're just going to do the straight up classic Negroni today from Tip Top cocktail in a can right here. 28% alcohol, 56 proof. Crack this open.
28% is kind of a lot. Oh, shit.
Pour it in here. Looks like a classic Negroni right there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right there, 28% is a lot. Oh, look at that. That's beautiful.
Beautiful, right? Look at that. That's gorgeous. Yeah. Look at that. Like, that's nice, man.
Like period blood. You want to drink that?
Well, now.
So you want to dabble in the blood there a little bit? Come here. I can't tell if it's your shirt in that glass or what, but it looked dark as fuck at the bottom of that glass too. It was like,
ooh. It is dark. It gets darker toward the bottom. It gets pretty dark right there. Yeah, like that does look like blood right there at the bottom right there.
That's
straight up blood.
Jesus,
that shit looks kind of scary, man. I'm gonna lie to you.
Don't sacrifice it.
This is actually a beautiful drink right here, though. This is actually gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Shit, the red amber highlights. Gorgeous. Yeah, terrifyingly gorgeous. Yeah, beginning orange bitter, the orange peel, the classic Negroni.
Mm-hmm.
Smells. It smells great, by the way. It smells fucking fantastic. Wow. Like, I love Negronis. Yeah, for a cocktail in a can. Yeah. Like, this smells like a fresh Negroni made at the bar. This smells amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm going for the taste, man.
I'm afraid these cocktail in the can months are probably going to put bartenders out of business, probably.
Man, Tip Top, I got to get my hat off to them, man. This is basically bar quality in a can. This is fucking good.
You know, the
just
thing
like
about,
last week.
The thing about doing this month now is now when you go to a bar and you order a Negroni, you're going to be like, why does this taste like Tip Top?
Exactly. Yeah. Get espresso martini. Why does it taste like Tip Top?
Yeah, you're going to be looking at him going like, let me see the trash can real quick. And you see the Tip Top cans and be like, oh, bitch, give me my tip back.
Oh, man. Yeah, like I said, you get everything there. That orange peel, that great sweet vermouth, those Campari notes. And they keep on par with the brand. They do what they say. They stick by what they put
out.
Did
you have that in the fridge or in the
No, I just had it out. I have a little whiskey stone or whiskey ball in here.
Yeah.
So I do like a little cooler.
Okay, so it wasn't chilled at all, basically.
Mm, no.
Yeah, room temperature.
Mm-hmm. Room temperature.
Wow, it tastes that glass. Good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is a... like, the Negroni is a relatively simple cocktail. But that's part of what makes it so good. It's elegant. It's they find elegance in its simplicity. Mm-hmm. And as far as like a classic cocktail, I would say if you just get into cocktails, Negroni is probably not where you want to start out because it is a stronger type of cocktail. The flavors in it are not like classic flavors you would have. Just say if you're like a average bar goer, you get your Jack and Cokes or whatever, gin and tonics or some things of that nature, you know, soda water. This is not like that. Negronis are nothing like that to that nature. This is a true cocktail. So, yeah, if you're going to get into cocktails, I would say wait on the Negronis. Make sure you get a couple more different styles of cocktails beneath your feet before you dive into this one. Because Negroni is strong. It's a strong cocktail. And that's what I love. I love stronger type cocktails. That's why I gravitate towards Negronis, things of that nature. So I love it. This
gin
is my
and tonic
jam.
And margaritas are usually the first start cocktail you should start off with.
Exactly.
Honest.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Tip Top. These dudes are. They leave me kind of speechless, man. With the quality.
Where are they from?
They're bringing.
Say it on that can.
Developed in Atlanta, Georgia. Canned by Tip Top and Temperance, Missouri.
Oh, Atlanta, Georgia, huh?
Well, mm-hmm.
They drink fine, mighty fine cocktails over there in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, man.
But I guess that makes sense. They are the club scene in downtown Atlanta, so, I mean, it's huge party town.
Dude. If you throw, like, a
lot of startup businesses over there, too.
Yeah, that's true. If you throw, like, a party or something, like a get-together, and let's just say you're in a pinch, you need something to serve the people. You get a case of fucking Tip Top, man. It'll have you looking classy as fuck.
You need more cases.
Yeah, you get a couple of cases of Tip Top, some nice glasses. Look at this. I already had the glass. I already had the cube.
It's nice.
Tip Top right here. Look at that shit.
You should get a photo of that, actually. It looked nice.
I'm going to take a photo of this motherfucker. Look at this shit. This is nice. Gorgeous. Yeah. This is fucking, this is a $3 can right here.
Look like he stained them sheets up. Yeah, them sheets are stained, bro. No amount of dishwash is gonna get that blood out.
Bring on the bleach.
Yeah, that Clorox ain't working. The Clorox gonna start sparkling.
Oh man, this is making me a very happy man right now. This is speaking to everything I love about the Negroni, everything I love about a cocktail, a strong cocktail at that. And just the fact that this thing is fucking $3 only, and I made this wondrous creation. Look how beautiful this is. I can't say enough how beautiful this fucking pour is. All I did was throw a fucking whiskey ball in there, have my glass, and then created this masterful creation right here.
I'm on their LinkedIn page, and mm-hmm. they have 26 employees. They are from Atlanta, Georgia. It's an Atlanta-based beverage company that is making delicious cocktails available on the go. The company co-founders Yanni Reisman and Neil Cohen are music industry veterans. I notice the people that make good shit, they always come from a different industry.
That's true.
Cocktail. Which makes sense though, because most of those other mm-hmm. industries, they drink so much, they're like, this tastes like shit. I want to make something better. Our music industry veterans who identified quality cocktails as a missing piece in the beverage offering at festivals. You know what? We did not talk, but that is actually a good point. For someone who's been to Coachella multiple times, I have to tell you, it'll be nice to have like just that ice tip top cocktails, the stuff like that there, whatever. That actually really would be very fucking helpful, to be honest, because the drinks there, let's be real, they suck ass. They're terrible. I mean, they're really god awful because, first of all, if you go to the booths, it's so many fucking people trying to get a drink, they just pouring shit. They ain't looking for
they don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Shit like that. If you had a booth there that was literally handing you a can of tip top, or just add ice or something like that. Oh my God. First of all, the people would never make any concert shows because they'd be fucked up and they'd be passed out by then. Second of all, they would run out. They wouldn't last all 3 or 4 days, however long it is now mm-hmm. and shit like that. They wouldn't last. They'd be there for a day. They'd be like, we ran out of supplies. That's how good it is. Music venues and other high volume events. Tip Top Proper Cocktails have enlisted the recipe design services of James Beard, recognized mixologist, and Miles McQuarrie, Kimball House Watchman Seafood, and plan to go to market with their line of prepared cocktails in 2019. Wow, so they're new too. They just barely came in 2019. Founded in 2017, started in 2019, and wow, they even got their address here in Atlanta, Georgia. Highland Avenue. Recognized mixologist James Beard, Cody, and Miles McQuarrie. Those are the two that
those are the top dogs right there.
They're the mixologists that brought that to you. So,
man, kudos to them, man. They are doing Galactus work right now. They're doing the Lord's work, man. They are doing great stuff. This shit is amazing.
I actually know where this location is too.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's by the university. It's not that funny. That's funny. It's right by the university. So, all right, let me look it up. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it's nearby. What's the name of that fucking school? It's like Eudman or something like that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere over there. It's like kind of in the middle of like North Atlanta. It's kind of like a North Atlanta going towards that way. Emory University. Okay. It's not that far from there. Yeah, okay. Which is like in Druid Hills area.
Okay.
Yeah, I visited this part of Atlanta when I was in downtown when I was like 19 or whatever. Atlanta's a nice ass city. I'll admit, but I haven't been there in years now. It's fucking amazing there though. The food is amazing there and stuff like that. The startups and stuff. But yeah, it's just a beautiful town and stuff like that. I wouldn't mind going back actually recently. I just never have a reason to go there. So unless like an actual event or something like that was happening. So I don't know what the whiskey or beer scene looks like out there. Cause like I said, I was out there when I was 19. So
Right.
I know the cigar scene is huge out there.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And cause I got a buddy that just moved out there. He's opening up his own cigar lounge. Still waiting for him to finish that. Maybe that'll be the reason to go out there.
But, that would be. Yeah, for sure.
But apparently they do cocktails very well too. So
okay, yeah, good to know.
Good to Cody, know. Like, look at me some waffles and Negronis and shit.
Yeah. Say less.
Which, by the way, them waffles.
Ooh. Oh, I can only imagine, brother.
Ooh. Why the Waffle House look like a club at 3 a.m. in the morning too? Like, that shit had me wild. I was like, yo, there's a lot of fine ass women in here. Like, people just like hanging out and like just. Mm-hmm.
Man, hungry.
People that work there all cool and shit. And like the food is just bomb and shit. It's like, yeah, I loved Atlanta, honestly. If I had to move, it would be in my top five of cities.
Oh, okay.
And like
shout out to Atlanta.
Yeah, I think Atlanta's a great city. It was weird because I went to clothing stores out there and I noticed that like everything was like all big and shit at that time. I'm sure everything is probably normal now, whatever, but this time when I was 19, we're talking like shit, that's 2007. Yeah, so you know the baggy clothes was still in and shit like that. Mm-hmm. If you wore the baggy clothes, that means you was probably a gangster. If you wore the clothes that fit you like me and Cody wear, you probably swinging for the other fence.
Hey, that's the way the generalization was back in the day.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, especially over there. It ran deep over there.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out why all these women was talking to me. I was like, there ain't no coincidence. It's got to be something. And then I finally put two and two together. I was like,
hey, wait a minute.
Okay. Oh, shit. It makes sense now.
Oh, shit.
I had that light bulb in my head pop up.
Yeah. time just froze.
Yeah, I get it. My goofy looking ass eating fish in the middle of downtown Atlanta or whatever shit. Yo, this is bomb ass. Yo, like, shit. I that was the one time if you would have called me the N word, I'd have been like, yeah. I mean, I was looking like a straight up buffoon. I was like, oh, I was like, this
no. You want to look at the fingers. Don't say that. God damn it. It take you nowhere.
Yeah, that Atlanta food was me. I was at a jazz festival too. That's where it was at and shit. You know, they got them booths up where you get food and stuff. And I just remember it said best catfish in town or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I see that shit in LA shit. All the time. This place wasn't lying.
That's south. I'm pretty sure they know what they're talking about. Yeah.
And the hot sauce too, spicy, just how I liked it too. I was like, damn, they know the man. They know, just the one thing I praise them on, or because I usually shit on that part of the town or whatever shit. But I'll praise them on their food. They
especially food's fire.
I love fish, so fish is my thing. So. Yeah, and like I prefer salmon over fried or whatever and shit. But if you can make bomb ass fried fish, fried catfish or something like that, oh my god!
Hey, if you know how to make it, dude, that shit hits.
And the shrimp too.
Oh, don't get me. Ooh, fried shrimp.
Jumbo size too. He huge. Whatever and shit. Not the little bullshit that they got here in California.
Little mini bullshit.
Yeah. Hold on. Why does that cost $14.99? There's only four of these motherfuckers in here. Like. that's the combo, baby. You son of a bitch, you. What are you gonna rate that drink over there, then, Cody?
Oh man, yeah. I can't give this anything less than Last Drop, man. Is this the first for two Last Drops as my first two ratings in the year? I think it's the first.
I think it's the first ever for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is a good start to the fucking year, man. Wow. A complete opposite. Polar opposite from last year.
We can fuck it up for you and bring back seltzers next week if you want.
No, let's not do that. That's fine. we're in a good groove here. Let's not fuck
say, that. It's all what you want.
I want more of this.
I'm glad I decided to go with this cocktail in the can. I feel like last year.
Oh, this is fun, man. This is a lot of fun.
I felt like last year we had so many good cocktails in the can that I was just like, okay, there must be something. And then when I went to Total Wine, I saw so many different brands. I was like,
and I'm glad we're doing this too, because it's not like a big thing, like cocktails in a can. It's not really a scene for that or a market for that.
No, I don't think so.
I'm kind of glad we're kind of dipping into this right now.
I think it should take over
if it tastes like this, goddamn, you goddamn right.
I think it should take over like the music market and stuff like that. Because let's be real, dude. Then you go to these bars and shit like that, or the music, especially concerts, dude.
I'm telling you, this will make a killing, and like you said, concerts or events like that, large events, bro. Get this shit, pour it, set.
When you go to concerts and shit, man, let's be real. Drinks are shit.
They suck ass. They're terrible.
Yeah, let's be real. Like the drinks are shit. I mean, they'll be like passable. I think that's why I was just so blown away by Just
Barely Add Ice. Passable.
Because like Just Add Ice was like so fucking good. I was like, man. And when she said it was in a can, I just looked at her and was like, ain't no way this shit was in a can, bro. Ain't no way this was in a can. Like, all right. So my drink, people, is I didn't even know this, but I looked it up. It's a company in Laguna Beach. They only got one review and it's got one bad star. And it just basically said the manager is an asshole. I was like, well, that doesn't really tell me much about the drink. So
yeah,
didn't like the manager there. When they said the manager is an asshole, I don't know if that means you can go to this place and just order these cocktails, or you buy them there, or whatever it may be, whatever. I got mine's at Cork though, because Cork had a bunch of the single individual cans and shit like that. And this was something new. They had a few different kinds as well too, and this is called Chick Cocktails.
Hmm.
The lighting is kind of okay. Fucked up.
Interesting. I like the little pattern on there.
Yeah, it's got like women legs, but it's got like Hawaiian design flowers and stuff like that, or whatever and shit.
That's neat. I like that.
Man caught me by my eye. And this one is a margarita made with tequila and triple sec liqueur. It's got natural flavors with sweetened with stevia. 9% alcohol in it, 355 milliliter, and I paid $3 for this can too. It's pretty...
I'm not going to lie to you, that stevia thing got me a little worried.
Yeah, do too. Me too.
Artificial sweetener, I'm a little worried, man.
I don't like artificial sweetener at all.
Yeah.
And you can kind of see it too in the glass. I don't know if you see like that little sparkling remnants and shit.
Yeah, a little sediment.
I don't know.
Hey, hopefully it turns out well.
You can kind of smell it on the nose too.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, we'll see.
The nose definitely has that artificial sweetener taste on it, whatever, and it's just like...
That shit is pale as fuck, by the way.
You look like piss. Actually, it looked like champagne and piss. Yeah, not in a positive way, neither.
Yeah.
Like, not like you drank the champagne.
Honestly, that's not an attractive-looking color, man. I'm gonna lie to you.
No. I'm gonna tell you this right now. You definitely taste that tequila in it.
Okay. Well, that's a good sign.
Kind of shocked by that, to be honest. That kind of caught me off guard. I was like looking for some sugar or some shit like that. But
that's good. That's good.
All right. Let me tell you my negative. My positive first.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely taste the tequila in it. I don't know what kind of tequila that is.
Okay.
About tequila aficionado, but you definitely taste it. And you taste this lime too as well.
Okay.
It's got like this spritzy flavor right on the tip of the tongue, whatever stuff, where it's just like, ooh, it kind of like pounces at you right there. Finish is weak as shit. There's nothing there at all, whatever. It just tastes like sparkling water basically on the refresh. That might be the stevia and shit. My problem with this is the artificial sweetener. And not because it says it's on the can, you can actually taste that too as well.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
And that stays more on the back end of the tongue right there. That's where I taste it at.
I wonder why they made the decision to put that in there.
I got a quote Cody on this too, by him saying that's unfortunate. I agree, because the tip of the tongue is actually pretty good. Like that first little sip or whatever, when it hits you, man, you're like, oh, all right, we've got something working here, whatever and stuff. But then after that, it kind of just like falls flat, to be honest. No pun intended, with all the fucking bubbles and seltzers and shit like that. It honestly, the back end of it tastes like a better seltzer that we had last year.
Yeah, that's fake ass praise.
The back end tastes like what I thought seltzers were going to be when we first started doing them. But then the feeling of it is fine. It's the taste of it, though. With all the sweetener and the stevia and shit like that, it's like, it just becomes kind of sugary and shit like that. And it loses the tequila taste that hits you right in the first. And like the lime kind of fades away as well, too. It's got like this lemon lime zest going on or whatever and stuff. And it kind of just stops. And it kind of just becomes just average as fuck or whatever. Starts off really well is what I'm getting at. Then it just like kind of gets like mediocre. And then it just goes like, it's no longer there. It has a nice little refreshness to it, though. I'll give it that. It does feel like this is easily like a spring, summer drink. If this wasn't 2024 and like more women weren't drinking than men, I'd probably say, it's probably for the ladies or whatever. That's what I mean. It's called Chick Cocktails. Probably for the ladies, you know, something that want a little something lighter, but with a little spritziness to it or whatever. But I really don't think women drink like that. I think that's more than men now, to be honest. I think women drink hard as fuck now. So these women at these bars getting straight up whiskey and shit now. No ice. So,
I saw my girl. Well, not my girl. She takes a little ice cube, but she's a whiskey drinker.
These women. It's funny because whenever I go out to these events and stuff, I always hear like, women, when we talk about like, what do you drink and stuff, and I always meet the one woman when I say, oh, I drink whiskey, and they go, oh, that's so harsh and stuff like that. And I go like, no, more women than ever are drinking it now. I was like, more women than ever is drinking it now. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's a niche thing or whatever. And so I said, when I was going to whiskey bars, when I was living in downtown Long Beach, there was more women in there than there was dudes. And they weren't just getting any drinks. You would see them, what they would be getting. The guys would be getting mm-hmm. mainly like beers or cocktails. And you know, that could be a thing though too, where it's just more of the sense that like the whiskey scene for guys, they've been collecting for years. They probably have that fucking mm-hmm. bottle at home. So why even buy it at the bar, right? If you go to a bar and you're a whiskey collector, you might as well get a beer or cocktail, right? Unless they just got your favorite whiskey on tap, or not on tap, but in bottle for like really good price. Usually the prices are shit for these pours. And if you have the bottle at home, why buy the pour?
Mm-hmm.
So that could be a reason why. Because I know I would, that probably be a reason why you would never see me drinking whiskey at some certain bars, whatever. I'd be like, what's the price on that? Just go home and drink that, man. Just give me a cocktail then, you know? So, I don't think the women, they're getting new into the collecting, so they might not have that bottle as much or whatever stuff. So I'm assuming that might be the one of the reasons why. This just comes off as just kind of fine.
Okay, it's just there, kind of.
It's that sweetener, though. Like, it's starting to get, like, in the back end of your teeth and stuff like that, where you can just feel it on your gums.
Yeah.
It just kind of ruins everything.
I'm puzzled why they made the decision to put that shit in there.
I have why? No idea.
What's the point of that? It seems like everything else is, like, good. It's on point. It's just, like, but they added sweetener. Why would you add sweetener to it? What's the fucking point?
Sweeten with stevia. See, I wouldn't have put that in there. I
wouldn't add any sweetener or anything sweet to it. I think everything else should just be like acid. I mean, for me, my sensibilities as a drinker, I don't see the purpose for the additive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just looked it up or whatever. I was trying to see if I could find some reviews on it. I don't see anybody really reviewing it either. Which is crazy to me. I really don't see any reviews on it at all. Okay, that's another thing too. I went to their Facebook page and it's all natural, low calorie. They make margarita, mojitos, cosmos, whatever. The low calorie, you know what? I can kind of see that too. I think the sweetener it reminds me of what I had the week before last, that bourbon and cola, and how it was like a diet. It just kind of tastes like a diet soda kind of in a way.
I fucking hate diet soda.
Yeah, I don't like soda in general, but diet soda is the fucking worst.
Diet soda is awful.
It's drizzling shit, to be honest, or whatever. So that's what it kind of reminds me of. It's like a diet soda. And when I see low calorie, I immediately jump to a diet soda.
I think I'd rather drink Coors Light than diet soda. I'm not going to lie to you. I despise
probably diet soda too as well. I think I don't like the taste of like
it's
like
fucking awful. Yeah, it's just ugh.
I remember drinking it as a kid when I was really into soda and shit, and I just went like, oh.
It's just awful.
It's terrible. Like, and I don't even know why people drink it either. They're like, oh, it's healthier than that. No, it's not. Not by much.
No, it's not. It tastes worse.
It's not. No, not at all.
That shit ain't healthy. Fuck out of here with that.
It ain't healthy at all. Like, it's actually worse, whatever. That's a shame. It tasted like it was probably on to something at first.
Yeah.
It kind of like falls flat on the back.
Fucked it up with that goddamn sweetener.
Mm-hmm. I could see somebody liking this though. Mm-hmm. I can easily see people liking this or whatever and shit. It falls in that kind of seltzery, low calorie territory and shit like that. Obviously from last year, January, I could see someone liking that. That's just not for me. I'm not a fan of any of the ingredients. I wish they would have just kept it with the margarita made with tequila and triple sec liqueur. Not added that sweetener and the stevia in there and shit like that.
Yeah, fuck that up, man.
Yeah, I think that's where it fucks up because the tequila kind of becomes forgettable now at this point.
That's unfortunate.
Stevia just sticks with your gums and shit like that. And you just like,
yeah, it's actually really disappointing, man, because it seems like it was going to be like a quality cocktail in a can. Mm-hmm. It just fucked that shit up with the stevia. It just went
and you know what? It's it's very refreshing. And for some reason, I keep going back to sipping on it because I'm like trying to see like you know what we're gonna do with this. Now this ain't for the show because you're not supposed to do this. This is kind of the purpose, but we're gonna
Spice up a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of Sotros Mescal in there.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, kick it up a notch.
Yeah, because it's missing something. And yeah. Something in there. And Oh, that shit got smoky real quick, Cody.
So now you got a mezcal and tequila margarita.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, yeah. All
right,
all right. Dude, mezcal burnt out that stevia.
You see that, but that's unfortunate though. Like you have to add more to the cocktail to make it. You know.
So yeah, it don't get no extra points because of this. So no, because that's not the point of this month. It was supposed to be just the cocktail.
Yeah, just cocktail as it is. Yep.
The fact that I had to add something like that. Mm. Ooh, keeps a nice little smoke in your mouth though, too, Cody.
Mm.
Yeah, see, that's cool right there, or whatever. And that's but that's not the drink itself, whatever. That's me adding it because I didn't want to drink the rest of it as well. I don't recommend this with the mezcal, by the way, because. That smoke is lingering in my throat, and if you get pulled over, I think they're going to automatically tell you, get out the car. Get out the car right now. I don't even need to just get out.
Sir, okay. Why do you smell like a smokehouse?
Cigars, man. Cigars. Yeah, cigars, dude. That's why. Yeah, I'm going to give it a 1, dude.
Yeah. I was picking 1.5 actually, but 1, yeah, that sounds on brand.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 1 just because of the more I sipped on it, the more the tequila kind of became forgettable, and it just be kind of the stevia just kind of took over more so.
Sucks,
I think it's because the more I sipped on it, the more the stevia was like getting into the gums and then all around whatever and stuff like that. Basically, the artificial sweetener took over, and one thing that a lot of our bad reviews have, especially a lot of our fuck it's. And they should be happy they didn't even get a fuck it. I mean, you know, but a lot of our fuck is, especially when it comes to like tequila and mezcal, I noticed too. Because mezcal month, that bad month we had, a lot of it had that artificial sweetener while I was giving fuck it, stuff like that. So I don't know. Tequila and artificial sweetener just don't go together. They don't fuck away from it.
Artificial sweetener should be nowhere near any sort of alcohol.
Actually, I agree alcoholic with that too.
Cocktail, beverage, drink, anything. Get that shit away.
Please. Notice that Tip Top and Just That Ice, all natural.
Just all natural.
All natural. And and they're like two of the best ones. So what that should tell you then.
Yeah.
Don't add this shit in there or whatever. See, I give it a 1. Look, for the rest of the year, if I have a great year, this could easily be on a worst of list then. Easily. It'll be forgotten though. I'll say that for like, go back and look at it because after this, I'm not gonna remember this shit at all.
No, you're not. But oh yeah, I did have that.
The mezcal, that is funny. Mezcal makes it so much fucking better now.
I would imagine.
It tastes boozy as shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I love the little tequila, the triple sec liqueur. You can kind of taste that a little bit, too, so it keeps it, like, just nice and fresh still. Yeah, that's funny as fuck, actually. Yeah, that's real funny. Cody's like, I can imagine. I bet it did. Shit, water that shit out.
Yeah. Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. I just poured the rest of this ice and water.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's you got to add shit to make this better. And
that's not gonna cut it.
Basically, the shit you add is just to burn out the sweetener.
Yeah, the one thing they shouldn't have added.
No. I dropped a 1 on that one or whatever. That was
that's disappointing. Poor. Yeah,
it started off better when we first was talking shit about it, and I first sipped it, and I was like, oh, okay, it's not that bad, all right, and then it just, you know, it started getting like, all right, because like Cody said, it's probably in the 1.5 range, but now I was just like, I just dropped to a 1 now. Yeah, it's all right. I think we'll drink something real now, to be honest.
Yeah, as you should.
Yeah, that's got to go down a drain, because I'm not sipping the rest of that. Let me see. Hold on, real quick, just get a live update. Cowboys game. Oh, that don't start yet? I thought that was already on.
Oh, it's coming later? It's like,
it's like 1:30 game.
1:30. Oh, 1:30.
1:30 game. Yeah. Okay. Well, I just want to keep tabs on it. Right? We're in the playoffs now, people. All right, people. So we're going to get out of here. You know what? Another thing, too, people. Catch us at I don't know about Cody. Oh, Cody, I'm sure you're going to be there. We're going to go to Tequila Fest this year, too.
Oh, yeah. That's going to happen.
Yeah, we went to last year, but
we're gonna be there.
We're gonna go to Tequila Fest. Tequila Fest doing some things there, whatever. So we're gonna go to Tequila Fest. I'm wearing a hat from Luna Azul Tequila. Shout out to them. They that's a great company right there. What they do is they make like ceramic cups and shit, and their bottles as well too. And who makes them is they hire special needs kids. They pay them and everything to make them all their merchandise and stuff like that. So, great tequila company. So, but we'll talk more about that next month when we get into Tequila Week here on The Last Drop. I'm excited about that week.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We're going to be doing whiskey, craft beer. Well, we got 2 more weeks of January still, but once we get out of January, we got the whiskey, mm-hmm. got the craft beer.
Yeah, looking forward to tequila this year, brother.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Mix and matching gonna be 3 different tequila. Ooh, looking nice right now.
Yeah, these shows coming up, man. This year is about to be different, man. This year is gonna be an exciting fucking year. It's already cool for me. I got 2 last drops already, so I'm chilling. So.
Well, we'll see at the end of the year then how much beer and whiskey is in the top 5 to 10 now still.
We got tequila in there. Yeah, so.
It's starting to slowly fade out, I noticed.
It is. A little bit. It is. Although, I will say, I did have more beer on my list last year than I did the year before.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I still have more whiskey or whatever because I had like 3 in my top 5 still or whatever. But, yeah, that's very true. Very true. And if you know any stores that are grand opening right now, let us know. We love those.
Please. Yes, we love those.
We love grand store openings.
We love the openings and we love them to be as grand as fuck.
Yeah. We love grand openings where we can show up and just get shit.
Yep. Show in a bag. It's like, yep, just pour all this shit.
Yeah, just throw it in there. Show what we can succeed. Yeah. I love it. So, yeah. If you know any more grand store openers, let us know.
Hit us up, please.
Yeah. We love those or whatever. Tequila Ranch spoiled us, so we need more.
Spoiled the fuck out of us. Yeah, goddamn right, we need more.
I'm your godfather of whiskey, though, people. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
Except for this glass.
Except for that one. Fuck that glass.